Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the Midday News. The President of the National Assembly has decided that the debates of the Joint Committee concerning the pension reform will not be public. This is what Yaël Braun-Pivet indicated in a letter addressed to the President of the Socialist Group, Boris Vallaud. The latter had exceptionally requested the live broadcast of the discussions, which will take place tomorrow. Meanwhile, disruptions continue on the eve of a new day of mobilization against the reform. The garbage collector strike continues, with tons of bins and rubbish piling up in the streets of Paris, but also in the streets of Antibes or Nantes. As for trains, 3 TGV out of 5 on average will be circulating on the Inouï and Ouigo network, and 1 TER out of 2. And then again, difficulties are expected on the RER and Transilien. Pierre Palmade remains under judicial supervision. This was decided by the investigating chamber of the Paris Court of Appeal. The comedian is prohibited from leaving the hospital in which he is currently being cared for after a stroke. The actor is indicted for homicide and involuntary injuries after the serious road accident he caused in early February in Seine-et-Marne while he was under the influence of cocaine. The associations of the collectif Alerte are calling for a revaluation of social minima above inflation next month. 30 of them are calling for a gesture from the government to deal with the social emergency. According to the Secours Catholique, the poorest people in France benefit from 5 euros per day and per person. The next revaluation of social minima will take place on April 1st. And the Paris Olympics start in exactly 500 days. On this occasion, Emmanuel Macron is meeting today with all the officials mobilized for the event. A lunch is organized at the Élysée with the managers of the partner companies of the Olympic Games to take stock of the financing. The head of state will also meet the chairman of the organizing committee, Tony Estanguet. And then there's soccer tonight with the continuation of the knockout stages of the Champions League. 2 games start at 9 p.m. Porto Inter and Manchester City Leipzig. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.